Oh, it's happening. It's happening.
Deadpool in his new suit. And, of course, Wolverine in the blue and yellow.
We've waited like 20 years for this.
Mm-hmm. Blue Beetle released a brand new trailer.
These next superhero movies looks like they're pulling out their A game so far, man.
They have to, man.
Nathan Fillion, Isabella Merced, and Eddie Gathegi have been casted for the Superman Legacy.
Oh,
East Trailer Moon, bro. Twisted Metal trailer number 2, numero dos. I'm definitely gonna watch this, man. We can review this maybe on a weekly basis.
Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the SF-Files, this is your host Bugs Bird, and joining me today we've got the front and center gunning machine, Guns. What's up, dude?
What's up?
We have, we've got the story for you today. Oh yeah, okay, so over this past week, there's been major developments. Dude, I believe you found this out before I did.
I did.
Oh my goodness, dude.
I was like, oh,
it's happening. It's happening.
Absolutely beautiful. Not you.
Well, me too, but.
No. We got some high resolution photos of Wolverine's new suit. Oh my goodness.
Beautiful.
Oof. This was the first one that came out. It shows Deadpool in his new suit. And, of course, the big shot, the big boy, the big dog. Wolverine. In the blue and yellow. Oh, my God, dude. Dude,
I think we've waited, like 20 years for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. I can't believe they pulled it off. They finally did it.
Dude, so cool. It looks good, too.
It really does. Here we go.
Here's the high def. I am happy that Hugh Jackman gets to be the first Wolverine to be in the blue and yellow, because I'm pretty sure whenever his replacement comes in from a different universe, I don't think it's going to be this good.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, it could be. We can't say this, it can't be, but I agree with you 100%. I'm so glad that Hugh Jackman, the man, the guy, the original first and only current live Wolverine, finally gets his opportunity to be in the Wolverine suit.
Yes.
Yellow and the blue, the stripes on the ribs over there. Oh, it's so cool, dude.
The one thing I did notice about this is that he has sleeves.
Yes. And
Wolverine does not have sleeves. So, hopefully, maybe something happens in the movie and then we get the sleeveless yellow and blue suit.
Yeah. I hope that's the case as well. There are technically many, many versions of the suit. There are a couple that have sleeves. So, I mean, to say that this is not comic accurate, that's not necessarily true. However, even with the sleeves, dude, just looking at it
looks badass,
it's awesome, dude. It's beautiful. It looks great. It looks very, very efficient. It looks like armor somewhat underneath.
Tactical a little bit.
Yeah, it looks tactical. Looks military. It looks sweet, dude.
Ballistic.
But one thing also, dude, when I first saw the photo, I didn't realize it, but looking at it now, on his gloves, you can see the little claws come out. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's got the little metal things there, and they're even got like little ribs.
Riblets.
Yeah, dude. Oh, it looks so freaking cool.
Dude, I also like how they put the red X on the belt.
Yes.
Like, attention to detail.
Oh, man, it's such a good suit.
Too late. I already did it first. Ha ha.
Hugh Jackman, he's going to steal the show. He's stealing the show big time. But let us not forget Deadpool. His suit It looks great as well. It's a slight redesign. He's got a little more black around the neck and the chest. Mm-hmm. It kind of separates all the red a little more. I think it looks really good. Looks nice.
What I noticed about this one, his looks a little less, like it has less ballistics on the chest and all that, like the previous movies.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Which is one thing that I don't like, actually. Don't get me wrong. I like the design of it, like the where the color scheme is. I like it. But the look of it, the material of it, looks completely different than the suit that he wore in the first two movies.
Yeah.
Because in the first two, he kind of looked more, I'm not going to say tactical updated or military, but he looked, I don't know, it looked, the suit looked great. Yeah. You know? And it was leathery, and it just looked excellent. It's a beautiful suit. It's a great suit. And this suit looks like cloth.
Maybe they had to downgrade a little bit to get his blue and yellow. Like, damn, we got to put money where we have to. And we got to take some out of this one.
Man. Also, Deadpool's new suit is way more red. It's a lot brighter compared to the leathery one. But if I had to choose between the two, I would definitely go
with the first suit, right?
Mm-hmm, with the first one. But I don't know, man. Maybe, who knows? Maybe there's a costume change. Maybe that's another version of Deadpool. Or, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, I myself, I got to say, for Deadpool, I don't like his suit in this one as much as I like him in the first two movies.
Yeah.
But back to Wolverine. Oh, God. Oh, so cool.
So the only thing I am hoping with my whole being is they somehow incorporate his mask.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing that's missing here. They did release a few more photos.
Mm-hmm.
And in each one, there is no mask. There is no cowl.
You see the resemblance right here?
What? You and him? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that looks familiar is the glasses.
You see the mouth?
Let me see. Look. No, I don't see it. No. There's no resemblance there. Sorry.
What are you talking about? He can be my twin.
Jeez. No. No.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, in every other angle, every other shot that was released, there's no cowl. Truthfully, honestly, man, I'm looking at him. I don't care if there's a cowl or not. No. Like, I want to see it. I do. You know, but does he need it?
He doesn't need it, but I think to fulfill the nostalgia, he
needs to put it on. I think that's fair.
Because they did bring it up in the one, the Wolverine, where he goes to Japan and all that at the very end.
Right.
In the suitcase.
Yes, sir.
And that one looked pretty badass, honestly, I ain't gonna lie. Or maybe they can work a little CGI magic.
Maybe. I mean, but let's be honest here. The shape of Wolverine's mask with the whole, you know, big-ass horn things. I don't think there's a way that they can make that look cool if it's a real deal. I'm just being honest, man. In live action, I don't know if it can look good.
What about Hawkman from Black Adam? His mask looked pretty cool.
No, yeah. What that is? That's practical. That's a helmet you put on your head. And it looks cool. The design of it is cool. But like the Wolverine mask, you know, it's two flat horns that come up here.
Like two Batmans kissing?
Yeah, exactly. From the front view, it'll look good. It'll look like Wolverine. But as soon as he turns to the side or something, you know, it's going to look weird. Kind of like Goku's hair. You know, it's all those spikes on the side and then over here. But as soon as he turns around, the hair flips around. It looks funky, like, there's no way that hair is going to look good if it was a real thing. So they have to change it to, you know, just flip with his whatever location he's looking at.
Well, still, to fulfill 100% my nostalgia, if they somehow throw it in there, even if it's for like 5 minutes and then it gets like torn off by the bad guy, I'll be happy with that.
Okay. As long as it's in there, that's what you want?
Yeah. Oh, I love it if it's in there.
All right. This does worry me a little bit also in this photo. Hugh, he looks like he's filming an action scene. Looks like he's punching something. So, mm-hmm. you know, they're probably going to put some something CG in there. Or maybe not punching. He's probably clawing
taking
something.
Taking out his claws.
Yeah, that's he's clawing something or somebody. I'm worried they're going to go with full CGI on the claws. The last time they did that, the Wolverine movie we don't speak of, Origins, the claws look way CG. It looked fake. It looked bad. It looked rough.
Come on. I hope for Distant Leaves, Kevin Feige
mm-hmm.
pulls all the stops out. He's coming back after how long? They have to.
Well, Origins was from 2009. That's a good 14 years ago. I mean, yeah, CG's improved, but man, it just worries me. It just worries me. I don't know why they couldn't have just, you know, put a prop in there. It would have looked great, you know?
It probably would have looked worse.
You think? Nah. Ah, man. Just don't mess it up. Just don't mess it up, guys. Don't mess it up.
Just cook it right, man. You gotta do the cooking by
the book. Just cook it right. Yeah, yeah. There's another photo, close-up of Reynolds in his suit.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh-wee. But yeah, it looks very clothy. It looks like he's wearing a giant pajama. Look at that.
It doesn't look clothy all the way.
Mm-hmm. There's a side view of Wolverine. Side butts. Yeah, yeah, some side butts. There we go. Okay.
Oh, I like how they put the knife on Deadpool's ankle right there. Or on his calf. Yeah.
Nice detail there. Even from the side, man, his suit looks great. Freaking Wolverine. Cannot get over it, dude. Looks great.
And you got to think to yourself also, this is still them filming right here. They're going to touch it up still a lot. So the suit will probably look a lot better in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% correct on that. So I'm not too worried about it. They got another photo right here. Oh, man. Look. That's the... They have
Fox.
The Fox, 20th Century Fox. Dun, da, 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 ba, 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 da, da.
So
it's destroyed. It's on the ground.
So just looking at this,
mm-hmm.
it looks they're doing their own interpretation of Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Maybe.
It looks like he's killing the Fox universe to do a reboot.
Quite possible. Possible. Another thing that I was reading some comments on these photos, and somebody said that this missile thing over here,
mm-hmm.
that it is found in the Loki series.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not to give too much away, but there's like some sort of wasteland in the mm-hmm. Loki universe, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that gets sucked in from different universes into this one wasteland, and this could be that, maybe. Maybe.
Well, I can see that happening because Owen Wilson, he's the main guy that's chasing and bagging the freaking time people who are
screwing
time.
That's right.
So if Deadpool stole the time machine from Cable,
mm-hmm.
well, that's because I heard he was going to be here too, right? Owen Wilson?
Yes. I heard. Yeah, the TVA is supposedly after
Wade. Deadpool. So I can see that. I can see that, how they can throw that in there.
Okay. There's some video here, some footage. We can't really tell what's going on. They're probably fighting some CG monsters or something. Or they could be fighting each other.
Oh, maybe if he is killing the Fox universe, maybe it is when he tries to kill Wolverine.
Oh.
For the first time.
Ah, their first meeting? Could be.
Oh, bro, man. If they're doing this, I hope they do the Wolverine versus the Hulk, just a little scene or something.
Oh, just a little bit. Just do it. Do it. Kevin Feige, do it.
Dude, this would be their biggest movie, dude.
Oh.
I swear to God.
Oof. Well, they're definitely fighting each other. We just saw Wolverine claw Deadpool in the back and then toss him up into the air.
Into reversal.
So you might be right when you said they're fighting each other.
Do you think they get to keep the suits? At least one?
I don't think they're supposed to. But if the stories are true, supposedly Ryan Reynolds borrowed the Deadpool suit and didn't return it.
That and what's his face, Thor, doesn't he have like 6 or 7 hammers and Captain America has shields also?
You're right, I heard about that too. Hell yeah, man, gotta steal those props.
Dude, maybe somebody did break, or they're fighting somebody else as well. Maybe somebody interrupts their fight.
Well, they have to be, yeah.
Because it looks like they're fighting each other, but I don't know if he was warming up for the scene. Mm-hmm. But if not, then he's probably fighting somebody CGI right there.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, to conclude this, I just got to say, huge boner, man. Huge boner. That's all I got to say.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, big time. I do like the Hugh Jackman's hair over here. Got the little spikes.
Yeah, yeah.
Got the little spikes going. You have to. I mean, he always had them. So it's good to see them back on.
Most definitely, man.
Yes, sir. Ah, such a beautiful suit. This isn't a maybe. This is a 100% movie theater.
Yes.
I'm so watching this, dude.
Probably multiple times, honestly.
Big time.
Oh, I'm touching myself tonight.
Next on the list, dude, Blue Beetle released a brand new trailer, the final trailer before release, over in August next month, August 18. That's when that comes out. The trailer, we made a trailer reaction. Go check that out.
Check that out.
Yeah, yeah. It looks very promising, dude. This looks good. Another one, like, it's just a very good trailer, man. It really makes me want to go watch this for sure.
These next superhero movies looks like they're pulling out their A game so far, man.
They have to. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Flash was a sunker. Shazam 2 before that was a sunker, you know? A flunker. Whatever. I mean,
Bombed.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're pulling up all the stops because they have to. And they should have been doing that, you know.
From the get-go.
Exactly. So I really hope this one succeeds, man. Xolo Maridueña, I think he looks great in the suit for Blue Beetle. That's our boy Miguel from Cobra Kai.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, he looks great. The suit looks great as well. I like it, the Blue Beetle suit. I think Blue Beetle's a really cool character. And to see him on the big screen, awesome. I think
it is a movie theater one for me also.
I gotta agree.
It's the Scarab that gives me the armor, the powers. The Scarab advises me. Think Jiminy Cricket. With a really bad attitude.
Superman Legacy, Nathan Fillion, Isabella Merced, and I'm a butcher the name, but Eddie Gathegi, latest to join. Right. But yeah, they're the new cast who have been casted for the Superman Legacy.
Yes, sir.
It seems that, what's the Nathan Fillion?
Nathan Fillion is better known in Firefly and Serenity, cult hits, right? Those two monster shows right there.
I see Guardians of the Galaxy right there.
Let's just find out real quick. Oh, here he is. Monstrous Inmate.
Oh, he's one of us in jail, no?
Yeah, one of the goons.
So you really can't tell who it is because they're all like aliens.
Nah, but if I'm not mistaken, in the third one, he was one of the head guards The one that they have those suits where they look like giant turds. Yeah, that thing. He was that guy. He's in there. He's around. He was also in Suicide Squad.
Not my favorite DC movie, honestly.
Yeah, not the best one, but, you know, he's no stranger to superhero films.
Mm-hmm.
But he will be playing a slightly bigger role, I believe. He's actually playing Guy Gardner. No guns, not Guy Fieri. No, not diners and
no spikes or in bleach hair.
No highlights. No, I don't think so. No. Guy Gardner. He is a Green Lantern.
Okay.
Yeah. He's you can say he's one of the favorites. Maybe not like the top two, because I think that's reserved for Hal Jordan and John Stewart. Those are main two.
The main white Green Lantern and the black Green Lantern, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Guy, I know he's kind of got his fan base, right? And he's kind of a jerk. He's kind of like...
Is he?
Yeah, he's kind of an a-hole. And,
Who is he? Yeah, so,
you know, have a different Lantern on screen. I think that'd be cool.
Okay.
And then we're going to have...
Isabella Merced.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes,
Hawk Girl.
Yes, sir.
Kudos to her, dude. Come on, mm-hmm. Having another Latina in a freaking big movie like this, man.
Yeah.
Come on. I got to say what's up. First we got Blue Beetle, now we got her. Come on.
Sure, yeah.
We're showing little pride out there, you know?
A little bit.
We got it too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Isabella Merced, I wasn't super familiar with the name, so when I looked her up, she was...
Dora.
Dora. Yeah, that was her back in 2019. And she was also in Transformers the Last Night, 2017. She played the daughter of the Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that. I thought she did a really good job in there for the role she played. I thought she did great. She's a good actress. And then you said you recognized her in Sicario?
Yeah, Sicario. And then I see she was in Madam Web.
Upcoming. She's supposedly
gonna be. Cause I was like, dang, dude. I thought that movie was didn't come out yet. And then I can't really see the date or the year with these shades on here. But whatever.
Yeah. Upcoming. Yeah. She's upcoming name, man. Upcoming actress. Good for her.
And I like how she's been keeping busy. What, 2019, 2018, 2017?
Yes, sir.
Just continually working, putting the hard work in, and look where she's at now.
Yeah, good for her. The one thing I will say, I hope that they slap the red hair on her, because, you know, Hawk Girl traditionally has red hair. Yeah. But, you know, that's cool. It's cool. It's giving me the red hair. I'm good. Give me the red hair. Hawk Girl. Do it.
And then we have... Eddie Gathegi.
Yes, sir. He is also a name that I wasn't incredibly familiar with, but he will be playing Mr. Terrific, who is, long story short, he's a super smart scientist engineer guy. He makes these little ball thingies. You called them Pokeballs earlier, Guns.
So he's a gym leader.
He basically is. He's got these little Pokeballs above him, and
he's going to throw some Charizards and Blastoise at you.
Maybe not that far. Oh. He does use them for attack and for defense, and for
Pikachu?
Spying and for spying stuff like with cameras and what. There's multiple use for these things. They're
tech.
Yeah, it's tech. Yeah. But yeah, so that could be cool for a movie or on screen. However, he's probably going to be more likely the brains of, if there's a team or something, he's probably going to be the strategist or something. You know, put that brain to good use.
And then throw his Pokeballs?
And then, yeah, then throw the, yeah, okay.
Oh, I choose you, go! Pikachu!
I'm not going to lie. At first, I thought he was Hawkman from...
Black Adam.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought that was him. I was like, oh, he's back.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was him at first as well, so I had to look him up.
Oh, X-Men First Class. Was he the guy that turns into his surroundings so he can survive?
Yes, that was him.
Oh.
Where he turns his body into a rock, or he grew gills when he was underwater.
Yeah.
That was him. I remember him in First Class.
Such a badass power.
He's not a bad actor either. He did really well. Especially in his death scene. Like, you know, I think they did a good job with him. He did a really good job. He was also in Twilight. Oh boy, who were you in Twilight? Probably a vampire.
Yeah, the black vampire with the dreads.
Laurent. Yep, that's him. The vampire mm-hmm. with the dreads. Yeah, that was him. It's so weird because my wife was actually watching Twilight last night. I was doing some editing and I walk in on her and she's like, it's not what it looks like.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah, man. But yeah, not a bad actor. Mr. Terrific, not the biggest character, but, you know, he'll serve his purpose.
Indeed, indeed.
Moving on to the next story, there is a new Superman series that released on Max.
Nani?
Yeah. I heard about it happening, mm-hmm. but like I didn't really keep up with it, and then it just dropped, and holy crap, dude. Take a look at this.
What's up with the baby face?
This, like the way the art style, man, it looks heavily anime inspired to me.
Yeah.
Just look just the way that it's drawn. It looks like somebody grew up watching anime and is a huge Superman fan and kind of did their own thing.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, man, I don't hate it. Okay, I don't hate the way it looks.
Neither do I. But I can see those two are gonna be his sidekicks or the two main characters after mm-hmm. Superman.
Yeah. We got Lois Lane.
Oh, that's Lois Lane?
Huh? And then Jimmy Olsen.
The cameraman. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy is black in this one. He has been portrayed as a black character in the past.
Now, that is pretty cool, though. I like it.
It actually looks very good when in action as well. I went ahead and I watched the first two episodes. They dropped two episodes.
Oh,
as an intro, right? Like to start off the series.
Like the pilots?
Yeah, the pilot. Yeah, they dropped the pilot and episode two at the same time. And dude, I really have to say that I actually really enjoyed it. Right before I watched it, I had heard a couple things about it, like, oh, they're calling it the rom-com, the romantic comedy of Superman, you know, like a series like that. So I was immediately put off, like, oh, geez, no, I don't want to watch this.
Oh, okay.
Who are they trying to gear this at? Who is it for? But dude, I gave it a shot. Dude, I actually really like it.
So just looking by the picture, I'm actually digging the boots, how they decided to go knee high instead of just mm-hmm. like calf high, like they always do.
Yeah.
It seems like they changed the S a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty cool. You know, they're reinventing him just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he looks fresh and like for the new audience, but he looks classic at the same time.
Right, yeah. And just a funny little side note. When he first acquires the suit, it looks like similar-ish to Henry Cavill's suit, you know, the new 52 suit, mm-hmm. where it's all blue and there's no red trunks.
Uh-huh.
And then his mom is like, huh, something's missing from the suit. And so she puts a belt on him and puts on the red trunks, and that's why he's got the red trunks on him right there. Yeah, wow. Dude. Yeah, it's dude. I'm telling
Mother's
you, man.
Mother's mm-hmm. touch.
Just little details like that kind of brings the series, like it gives it like its own personality, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it overall it feels like an anime. It feels cutesy. It feels fun. It feels fresh. I'm really digging it, dude.
You know what? I might give it a shot, honestly. Just because of what you said and the mm-hmm. art style, I dig it. You know, big anime fan as well.
Yeah, yeah. I will say, though, I'm kind of not liking Lois's personality.
I think obnoxious.
No, not. She's kind of that hyper-energetic anime character.
You know?
Hey, let's do this. I got a story. I'm going to go report it. Come on, Clark. Let's go. Go, go, go. Like, she's that character. It's like, shut up. Just stop.
Yeah, you know how I was having to give it a shot?
Mm-hmm.
Something came up, and I got to do something now.
Oh, but Jimmy's cool as hell, man. Jimmy's super cool. He's like, yeah, man, what up? Let's go get this dog. Let's make this bread. No, but yeah, dude, it is fun. It is, like I said, it feels fresh, and they mm-hmm. are doing something that I kind of hope that James Gunn is paying attention to his own property here, his own Superman property. The way they're treating the origins so far, I really like the way they're doing it. It's not to give away too much, but like, it's Clark's first day on the job at the Daily Planet, and mm-hmm. he hasn't discovered his powers 100% yet.
Okay.
And he's having flashbacks to when he was a kid and how he's discovering his powers as he grows.
Okay.
And like, you know, they're not doing the whole, this is how it happened, and you know, but they're like touching on it. And I think they're doing a fantastic job with that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So I can see how he's flying already, but that can be like maybe an image from a future episode. Mm-hmm. Does he know how to fly it on the first episode?
Yes, he does. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's different, dude. It's fun. With that being said, as much as I've sold this right now, as much as I've been praising it,
mm-hmm.
I need to show you something.
Okay.
I need to show you something, Guns. Don't hate it. Ready? Are you ready?
I don't know, but bring it.
All right.
I guess I'm ready.
So this happens in episode number 2, and I want to get your initial thoughts and reaction on this. You ready?
Okay.
All right.
Sailor Moon.
Oh my goodness.
He's Sailor Moon, bro. He's Sailor Moon.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious, dude. They get to the head, his head just tilts up a little bit.
As soon as I saw that they're doing, oh my god. I don't know, man. I don't know.
They had to go at full anime. They're like, yeah, let's do it. All anime, all or nothing.
God, they stuck to their guns, man.
They sure did, man.
I feel like, have you seen The Godfather or the meme or whatever, where what did you do to my boy? It's like The Godfather right there.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like when I saw Sailor Moon, dude.
But look at the suit,
like,
though.
That scene looks cool.
Uh-huh.
But I think it could have done perfectly fine without the Sailor Moon scene.
I kind of have to agree.
At least they didn't add the...
they might as well have.
Sailor Moon!
They might as well have.
Oh, my Lord, baby Jesus. My boy.
Yeah.
Steel.
Okay, well, you know, if I'm being 100% honest, I walked into this series thinking that it's going to be the rom-com. And, you know, it's not for me. I don't want to see this again. moving forward to the next episode. But
okay. It
happened.
He's going to be in every single episode when he transforms to Superman.
God, I hope not. I was reading the comments. People are loving it. There's so much love for this. They're like, oh, it's Sailor Moon. Magical man. Magical boy. You know, all these, all these things.
They could have at least Tuxedo Mask as that.
But. I hate it. It looks hilarious, but I hate it. I hate it for Superman.
You hate that you love it?
No, I don't love it. I think it's hilarious. But no, I hate it. I hate it for Superman. It's not for me. If you like it, that's fine. That's cool. But it's not for
Sailor
me.
Sailor Moon. Yeah, I can't believe I guessed it just like in the first 3 seconds.
Will you be watching this, Guns? Yeah, watch. You can show your wife the Superman transformation.
I don't know, man. I'm still a little busy with Bleach over here.
Oh, so yeah, okay.
I don't think I have time to play that mm-hmm. Superman over here.
Right, you know what y'all, I mean, Jellybean? Oh, right, y'all. Okay.
What are you doing? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You like her.
No, what? I mean, I admire Miss Lane.
Yeah, you do.
Do you think Clark's okay?
He's sick, so he's...
Maybe we can bring him some soup.
You like him.
No!
Yeah, you do.
We're doing a first-time reaction video to Twisted Metal trailer number 2, numero dos.
Yes, sir. We're going to check it out. That first teaser with Sweet Tooth and Anthony Mackie's character looked super fun, looked cool. I'm already sold on this series.
Yeah,
I cannot wait to see this.
Me too, man, honestly. Let's do it.
A few moments later.
Wow.
July 27. Oh, dude, that's a couple weeks from now. Dude. Oh, man, this looks awesome.
Dude, I'm definitely going to watch this, man. And I really hope we can review this maybe on a weekly basis, if it's a weekly thing or a monthly thing. That'd be dope.
Yeah, man. This looks fun. This looks... Oh, man, I'm totally there. This from the brains behind, what was it, Zombieland and Deadpool?
Yeah. Ah,
winning that combo right dude, there, man.
Hell yeah. I 100% agree, man. This is going to be
looks
dope.
Looks great. Yeah. Looks great. Looks fun. Looks fantastic.
That looks badass, though. I'm digging it, dude.
Ooh, yeah.
One thing I do hope, though, for Anthony Mackie, I hope he eventually builds his car up just from a car to a Twisted Metal car with guns. Because it looks like he only has little handguns and a shotgun so far. So if he starts adding like machine guns or miniguns or something like that, rocket launchers,
mm-hmm.
or even like rocket boosters for like NOS, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Or maybe he'll start like winning some low level matches and start getting gear, fix up the car and whatnot. So, you know, that'd be kind of cool. Kind of makes it feel like a video game.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that looks fun. That looks cool. Go check that out. Go check out our reaction. Go check out that trailer. Looks awesome. July 27 on Peacock. Do it.
Who's cock?
Peacocks.
How about a little kill music?
Well, guns, this has been fun, entertaining, and sexy. As usual,
so sexy.
As per usual. But it is now time to close it down. Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk about Marvel, DC, Twisted Metal. We take all these articles, we go over them so that you don't have to look for it. We got you. But while you're there, check out Bro Etiquette, our second podcast. Go down the bro code, break it down. We'll see if it's still relevant in the world of today. It's a fun podcast. Go check that out. And
don't forget to subscribe.
You can also listen on the go. Brother Guns, where can they stream us?
Well, good thing you asked me there, Brother B. You can stream us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and soon, not anymore, sweet Stitcher.
No more Stitcher. Discontinued coming August.
Agosto.
You can continue for more SA Files on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, and Threads.
Threads, you say?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice,
yeah,
nice.
Only the biggest, coolest thing since white bread.
Wow. Okay.
And if you feel inclined, shoot us a mail. Comments, questions, suggestions, bogusbird@thesfiles.com.
guns@thesfiles.com.
And feel free to email agentk@thesfiles.com.
And if you have any
Nakanyigin
picks, the large ones, the small ones, the sweaty ones, the wet ones, the shiny ones, the glossy ones, the hairy ones, the veiny ones, the tuna size canned ones.
Yikes.
All of them. You can send those to crazycat@thesfiles.com.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
And this is Gun signing out.
Catch you on the next one.
Deuces.
Yeah, see how it feels all super anime-ish over here?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. It's different, dude. It's fun.
I ain't gonna lie. That looks like he has a schlong in front of his face. And then Lois Lane is excited and he's like, no.
It's okay. No, they know. When it's in a three-way.